they asked me to come here tonight, and they told me that what we're talking about is colonialism and genocide. And when I thought about, when I heard that, what came in my mind is, well, the assimilation that they've attempted to put on our people. It's widespread. Like it's like we're getting assaulted on many levels, like the media, just living in the society that we're living in. A further assault is the development of our lands, because who we are as a people is we're part of creation. Everything we do, we give thanks for, you know, what's come from creation and been come to our people. And as a part of our law, we're duty bound to protect that for coming generations. As far as the other things and how they all come together, myself, I've sat in a teepee for 86 days. Had a long time to think. And what I figured out was, we're suffering. Our people are suffering. We're actually very sick, and we're far from what we're supposed to be and who we are as a people. We're suffering the effects of the residential schools, 1924, 59, and 24, 59, and 70. They came in and physically beat our people with the RCMP. My mother and my father were part of that. And what happened was, because of this, what it's done is it's bred a culture of fear amongst our people. What I do myself, how I try to proceed, is I try to look at the next generation down and what's coming, and say, what do we want them to believe? Who do we want them to become? And what I want them to become is, I want them to be proud of who they are. I want them to grab a hold of their identity and be proud, be strong. And I also want them not to have no fear. Because to have fear in your own land, that's just not right. There's no justice in that. And so each generation, my father and my mother, they fought before me. My grandmother and my grandfather, my great grandmother and my great grandfather, right straight back. We fought to try and maintain who we are and to maintain ourselves as a people. But honestly, we don't live in our longhouses anymore. We have lost a lot. And so my desire is that we save what we got and protect ourselves as a people. At the same time, I look around the room, and honestly speaking, everybody thinks, well, these people are oppressed. So how are you? Like, you're supporting a government that takes half of your money every time you go out to work. And the classes, the way that they're organized, your low class struggles, and maybe they educate their children and they become part of the next class up. But by the time when the next class up gets there, it's less than the low class that they just came from. So it's really all they do is start making more and more levels. So these are really just screwed right from the beginning. And I think honestly that when I look at all of that, it's not just a native issue. It's not just a Six Nations issue. It's a people issue. Mm-hmm. All of the things that I've spoken on, the land, the pollution, all these things that are coming to our people, they're coming to yours too. Mm-hmm. And we all got to live in the same world. A good dream that I have is that we have this thing we call the one dish, one spoon. And what it is we all eat from the same dish, so we should respect what's going into this. If that could go global and right across as far as Europe, if they're doing something that's going to affect me over here, I have a right to say, no, I don't want that to get done. That's where we got to go to. As a people, as a race, as a human race. That's all I got to say.